My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And we're getting ready for week one. There's no one better to talk with than James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy. And he's one of our favorite dudes. And James, it's good to have you back on. I know you're super excited about the fact that football is back, and we get it Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, a full slate of games on Sunday. I do want to start with our Falcons. We've had a lot of conversations with you this offseason about your expectations about this team. How do you feel now with the additions of Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon?
I don't want to be that guy.
But do it. Do it.
Talk to you guys again.
You too.
I was doing, I'm working for Bleacher Report as well this season, and I was doing a stream and, my insider notebook for them this morning, and I had four teams I picked that have my four teams with the best Super Bowl chances out of the NFC, and the Falcons are one of the four.
Hey!
That's how high I am on the Falcons this year, guys. I don't know if I'm just, this is my team this year, but I don't know.
Right.
There's a lot that I like. I'll be honest. There's a lot that I like. I mean, the roster has been put together really well over the last couple of years, and it's just been missing that linchpin. And obviously, it's the biggest thing in sports. And Kirk Cousins coming in, and the way I've been told he's thrown the ball, the connection he has with Drake London, honestly, the connection he also has with Darnell Mooney is something that has stood out as well. He likes him a lot as a receiver. What they have in store for Bijan as opposed to the way he was utilized last year. And then you make the moves of Judon and Justin Simmons right before the start of the season. I'm just like, it's kind of adding up to this could be the time where it finally gets pushed over. And we all start seeing what's been kind of being put together down there. I put them right there. If you want the other teams, my four NFC teams were the Lions, Niners, Eagles, Falcons. Those are my four.
Nice. Sweet affirmation from Palmer. I like it. Here on the WayneFort.com hotline. No, I mean, look, there's always somebody rising or falling in the NFC or in the conference. You know, there's the team you don't expect. But I do think with bringing Matthew Judon to your point, we haven't had solid edge rush. We haven't had, we had numbers yesterday. It's almost like franchise history-wide, James, that we don't get after the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that Matthew Judon is such a force multiplier that he picks up everybody else on this roster and we become one of those teams?
Well, the pressure numbers and the sack numbers, I mean, let's just put it out there. It's like borderline embarrassing the last couple of years getting after the quarterback. And I do think Judon changes that. I think he does he definitely provides some help in getting after the quarterback. But to me, when I look at where they stand, and this isn't really with the pass rush, this is just your defense as a whole, I think they have the smartest safety duo in football. And I'm not sure if it's close. I mean, Jesse Bates, I've talked to him a million times over his career, and Justin Simmons, I've known him for an eternity with him playing in Denver and me living here. Like, the IQ of both of those guys is so high that I'm curious, like, what that does for the defense. Because oftentimes when you have safeties that sniff things out and read things the way both those guys can, everybody's just two steps in the right direction before the ball snaps. And that just makes your defense faster. It makes your defense more complete. It just improves the instincts that everybody's playing with. And I'm just curious if that's going to make the entire defense, and we're talking pass rush too, but like the entire defense as a whole, just almost play a little bit faster because of the mental ability of both those players.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. And by the way, being there in Denver, I know you're probably aware, but everybody's telling me Justin Simmons was a huge community guy and a great teammate, man. He attended everybody else's stuff. And just, you know, that goes a long way when you're talking about building teammates and the respect inside a locker room.
I don't know. I mean, I'm biased because I know Justin well, but I don't know many people in the NFL that are better human beings than Justin Simmons and what he did for our community in Denver, which I know he's going to continue to do things for our city. What he does brings the locker room together. What he does is bring teammates together. Those type of people change organizations sometimes and get organizations through difficult times. And he did that for some difficult times in Denver for sure. And maybe that's also why I have them as one of my teams, because the man gets there in Denver the year after they win the Super Bowl, and he has never been to a playoff game. I mean, they win Super Bowl 50 with Peyton Manning. He gets, you know, drafted, Peyton retires, and they haven't been to the, you know, postseason since. So hopefully for Justin's sake, too, my wishful thinking for the Falcons comes to fruition.
James Palmer's with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. A couple of things, man. Since you don't have the Cowboys in your Final Four in the NFC, they get CeeDee Lamb back. I'm sure he's going to play. We were talking about that yesterday. But everybody, after all the belly aching, the 49ers got Trent Williams. Everybody seems to get their guys in. But you think the Cowboys take a step back this year in what could be McCarthy's final year and Dak's final year for intents and purposes?
Yeah, it just seems to be shaping up for that, right? I mean, and here's the thing. It's funny, like, all the stuff with Jerry that's happened this offseason and everything, it's like they do put together good rosters. I mean, they over the last 4 or 5 years, they're in the handful of teams that win the most games in the regular season. Just getting over the hump has always been so difficult in the postseason. They had a really good roster last year. I Mike Zimmer is a huge difference from Dan Quinn running that defense. And Dan Quinn knew how to massage and handle Micah Parsons really, really well. He is a unique talent that doesn't really exist, I don't think, in the league outside of him. I mean, he's essentially a unicorn on what he can do on a football field. And DQ knew how to handle that really, really well. I'm not saying Zimmer can't, but also it's just a new voice coming in for Micah and a new voice coming in for this defense. And it's a big change, specifically in their coaching philosophies. CeeDee Lamb is their passing offense. I mean, he really is. I mean, roughly 1,000 more receiving yards than anybody else on the team. I mean, that's just like
crazy.
That's a number that you don't see very often. And then when you look at what they had in the running back spot, and you got Rico Dowdle, who I think is probably going to end up being the best back out of their backfield, and Zeke Elliott in camp. When you make the move to go get Dalvin Cook, what usually does that tell you when it's that late? Like, I don't know if we really like our run game all that much. We better go out and try to get somebody right now. So I think Dak played outstanding last year, but I do think there's a lot of distractions going on. I do think the spot that he's in right now might actually have him play really, really well, because if he hits the open market, guys, because if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm not signing a contract now that the season starts.
Yeah.
Now you got to bid on me like everybody else. And usually when a player's in that type of situation, they play pretty well.
I agree. It is our man, James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy. Dukes and Bell live at Taco Mac right here in Marietta. You mentioned the 49ers. And listen, it seemed like there was a lot of strife and stuff going on with that team. But they get, you know, the situation with Ayuk taken care of. Yesterday, Trent Williams is taken care of. And all of a sudden, it feels like everything's just falling back in line for them. But what's your take on Brock Purdy? Is he going to be the guy that we've seen the last few years? Now, speaking of contract extensions, he's actually playing for one this season.
You know, I was actually having a conversation with I think Colt McCoy the other day, and he's like, yeah, he's the real deal. I mean, he really is the real deal. And that's a guy that played the position for a long time in the league. And, you know, I think he doesn't take a step back. I don't think they come out of the gate the way they did last year. If you remember the way they came out last year, after the, you know, he gets hurt, I think, the NFC Championship game in Philly, and, you know, they thought they'd easily win that game if he played. They came out of the gates this past season like crazy. I think they put up 30, 30, 30, 35, and 42 to start the season. I don't think that happens this year, because you have Trent Williams, who held out, literally didn't practice at all. I mean, they play Monday night. I guess that gives them an extra day, but he just gets to camp. Christian McCaffrey missed multiple weeks with the calf injury. You wouldn't expect him. I don't know. He's Christian McCaffrey. Maybe you should, but you wouldn't expect him to be himself right out of the gate in week one. And Ayuk didn't practice at all. So, you know, they're kind of, you know, everything got resolved, and I think that's great. And I do think, and this is just a weird way to put it, and I hope I don't misspeak in some sense, but what happened with Ricky Pearsall, which is tragic and just unbelievable, and it's just amazing that he's been able to recover already the way he has, and that it came to, you know, I don't know, but just the way it finished, it gave a lot of people in that building, just, it brought the team together, honestly, before the start of the season. So I'm not putting football chaos anywhere near what happened with Ricky. But also, it kind of really brought this team together through a lot of different things they were going through this offseason. And I think they're in a good spot. I just don't think they come out as hot as they did last year.
All right, let's segue, using violent crime, about Brazil, where we'll be playing on Friday night. A lot of people are saying, why are we there? One of the highest crime rates on the planet. Players already on record saying they're not leaving the hotel. The only place I ever had a gun in my chest was in Rio, but that's another story. Also, a dictatorship, basically, that's not allowing free speech, albeit Twitter/X. So is it simply for the dollars? Why are we doing this on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, you can say the dollars are there. That's one part of it, and it's spreading. The other part of it is, and it's connected to the dollar, is spreading the game globally. I mean, I've covered the international game probably, I just off the top of my head, six times, I think. I've done the game in London five, and I've done the game at Azteca in Mexico City a bunch of years back between the Patriots and the Raiders. And Mexico City kind of had that same vibe, too, and players didn't really leave their hotels there. And players just flew in. And I remember, actually, I think Bill Belichick had the Patriots practice at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs to get used to the elevation, flew them in the day before the game, played the game, and then flew back out. This is all, you know, it's all a move to continue to expand the game globally, which is, we're seeing the dollars, which we started this conversation with, are higher than ever, even with domestic, you know, TV rights and the way the ticket prices are and where it's headed. The NFL continues to look to spread the game globally because the interest is there and because of economic markets that are outside of the United States that are also there. There's an interesting little caveat. Like, when Quarterback came out, the documentary series that Peyton Manning put together on Netflix, Netflix saw the explosion of interest in Asia. In watching that documentary series in terms of the NFL. That I don't know if it's directly connected, but Netflix goes out and buys two games on Christmas to broadcast. I don't think any of this stuff is not connected, considering how the dollars kind of push this global expansion. Right.
Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. James Palmer joining us. Let's get your thoughts on these games Thursday and Friday, man. The games themselves. We know the Chiefs are favorite at home against the Ravens, and obviously on the road, you know, the Packers are the dog against the Eagles. What do you think about both of these teams? How do you see them play?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I know.
You know, it's funny talking to people in Kansas City. They really wanted to come out during training camp, throughout camp. It was, we're going to come out and just show this new offense we got. And nothing's, you know, completely different than what they were doing. They just felt like they lacked speed the last 2 years, and they kind of did. And then they go out and get Marquise Hollywood Brown, and they get Xavier Worthy, and they're going deep in camp left and right, and that's opening things up for Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce underneath. And Rice has had a great camp. Hollywood Brown was having a great camp, and then he goes down. So I think in the opener, we're not going to see everything that the Chiefs wanted to put on display offensively, but my understanding is they're trying to show early in this season that the chances of a three-peat are definitely there, and they're going to try to attack deep much more than they have the last 2 years. It might just be hindered a little bit in this game. I do think the Chiefs still probably win that game at home, but I also know Lamar has a massive chip on his shoulder from them being pretty much the best team in football last year. I think they were. I was covering that AFC title game that they kind of just fell apart a little bit. I do think the defense for Kansas City maybe takes a little step back, possibly too for the Ravens with some of the guys they lost. And then on Friday, I'm looking for Jalen Hurts to really bounce back. You know, I mean, the guy we saw 2 years ago was outstanding. I mean, the way he played in the Super Bowl, speaking of the Chiefs 2 years ago, it's one of the best Super Bowl performances we've maybe ever seen from a quarterback. And what he did, and Kim and Kellen Moore have really gelled, and the trust between those two is really, really high. And he's got so much talent around him. I mean, it's just filthy, the skill guys that Philadelphia has. I'm curious what Green Bay's defense can do. Another defensive coordinator. I think this is the third for Matt LaFleur in 6 years. So that's another change. But it's constantly the same thing in Green Bay. It's like, what's the defense and the special teams going to be like? Because I know they're mowing through kickers as well. And the offense should still be fine. Jordan Love's a dude, man. He's the real deal. I want to see how the youngsters, speaking of defense, with Philly play. There's some people around the league that think Jalen Carter has a chance to be Defensive Player of the Year. We'll see if that all comes together. I think everybody down there knows about Jalen Carter's just natural talent. But also the other things that you need to get squared away for him to go out and play at that level. But he's been playing great in camp. So if those guys, him and Jordan Davis, play well in the middle of that defense, I think Philly could be on to something.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, man. Looking forward to the games. Looking forward to our visits. James Palmer, NFL insider for Underdog Fantasy here on Dukes and Bell, man. Enjoy the weekend, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. I don't like you saying Taco Mac, though. Like, that makes me miss Atlanta quite a bit. I'm not going to lie.
Literally, and we got an Eagles fan right now looking at us who thinks Sirianni's going to keep his job. But more on that next week.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm with you. Certain things bring you back home, man. Hey, James, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.